They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs in the house with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Marcos, turn that intro down, dude.
Are you okay, dude?
Just not feeling so good today, you know?
Man,
just
today of all days? Is it, what is it, the rain? Is the rain got you down?
I don't think it's the rain. I just have this annoying bark off, you know? It's bothering me.
Oh, okay.
Chucking all night.
I'm familiar with that song.
You know, there's this new symptom that I seem to be having, though, that I've never had before, which is this championship ringing in my ear.
Okay.
Because I got some cat fever! Welcome to hell, Boston. You get to relive it this year. Congratulations, everybody. Hello, Leroy.
What's up? Went and got some gas this morning.
Oh, you gassed it on up?
Yeah, $2.89.
Discount for the hurricane? What's up with that?
I don't know. I got a couple of hot spots.
Where
I get that cheap gas.
That's good.
Yep. So I always know we got to go early, though. Because there was a lot of, you know, when you drive into the gas station, you know that time of year, you know, during hurricane time, and you drive up to the gas station and you see them yellow or red covers on the
like a kangaroo that can't jump.
Yep. So you got to go early.
That's not a saying, dude.
A kangaroo that can't jump. That's how they travel, dude. They don't walk.
What do you call a kangaroo that can't jump?
Dead.
Useless.
Well, not really.
Yeah.
He still could have, like, if it's a female, could have a little baby.
Sounds insane, dude. You ever see those bum-ass kangaroos at the zoo that just lay there?
No, I've never seen a kangaroo laying down.
What? That's all they do at the zoo. There's not a very good kangaroo exhibit at the Miami Zoo, but the Brevard Zoo is a really good kangaroo exhibit.
Ah.
And you get to walk amongst the roos.
Without... You know,
no barriers.
Kangaroos seem dangerous, don't they?
They're a little sneaky.
I see.
They're a little sneaky.
They got a Australia and Beyond exhibit.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a great Brevard Zoo. Great zoo.
Oh, okay, I'll keep
great zoo.
Like it seems kind of far away, doesn't it?
Melbourne.
Yeah. Well, we went there. My sister-in-law used to live up there, and so we would go. We haven't gone as much. She now lives back down here. But it's when she did live up there, it was a regular visit. We usually catch it a couple times a year.
Oof. Well,
okay.
Don't know how much longer that zoo's gonna be around.
What do you mean, dude?
Right in the eyes.
You don't know.
I'm just saying.
You gonna get more of it than us, right?
You guys act like you're in like another nation. Like I'm 30 miles north of you.
30 miles is a lot for a hurricane.
Tobin is fine. This Brevard Zoo? I don't know, dude.
It's, listen, I'm wishing, it's good to see that it's not like the worst hurricane ever. As they were saying yesterday, because I was pretty sure we were going to get swallowed up by this thing.
Yeah.
Like, there would be no Florida. It's nice that it's died down a little bit, but it's still, for everybody in the Tampa area and over on the West Coast, I'm very nervous for them because there's a lot of that debris still there from Helene. Like that's
I made a few calls.
Yeah, checking over there. You got people over there.
Yeah, made a couple calls, got to check in on them. Like
feel like a billionaire has like a bunker.
No, he's you know what he said.
Hmm?
He says I got a generator, and I replied, you know, if your house get blown away, there's nothing to generate.
Fair point. Doesn't he also have the largest screen of all time? That's going to be a pain in the ass.
He has the biggest screened-in patio in Florida.
That's the biggest pain in the ass that he's going to have to fix.
I could put my house under it.
You want to talk about when a hurricane happened? I remember my grandfather had the screened-in patio.
When I lived in it was like got to be like 2006, 2007 when hurricane was that. And
Wilma or Irma?
It might have been Wilma. And I had I was in a house that had a screened-in patio that I was renting because, you know, that was right before things got bad in 2008. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't buying no house. And screened-in patio got blown away. Like, you could hear it was banging up against the house, the windows. So we had to tear it all down. And the guy says, hey, do you want another screened-in patio? Or you want me to just leave it open? I said, I want what I'm renting, right? So that was the time where people were coming from like Orlando and Tampa and North Florida coming down and building screened-in patios, right? He paid the deposit. The guy disappeared.
Oh, no.
Yeah, remember that? That happened a lot.
What a bastard.
So I love, you know, the thing that I hope everybody's safe, but I hope our government, especially down here in Florida, keeps an eye on the insurance companies and the people rebuilding.
The sneaky people.
Right. Because guess what? Look at how long it took insurance companies to pay people to fix their houses and stuff like that. Right. But guess what? They want that money in on the first. You know, so yeah.
So let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Last night, the Florida Panthers unveiled their championship rings. I'm going to throw this up here for our YouTube and Twitch audience, courtesy of the Florida Panthers. But you could get a little looky-loo here at the Florida Panthers championship ring.
I tell you what, of all the rings I've seen, that's to the point and perfect.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean,
it just looks so good.
Shield shape.
Like, yes. That's awesome. That's probably one of the best. It's gaudy, but not too gaudy. It's put together. Now look at the Florida.
I got the Florida. They put
name on it. That's a cool ring.
They got the jersey number. You see Broward there. They got the cup on the other side.
Yeah.
With 2024 and the palm trees.
Yeah.
You know, the Stanley Cup there on the other side with the diamonds. That's a good looking ring.
Yeah. That's a good looking ring.
Wow.
You know what?
Who else has palm trees, dude?
I would probably say that's one of the best like championship rings I've seen.
You see on the inside there they got the teams they all beat in the series. They slash them off. They got the championship belt inside.
Boston.
They got Tampa Bay 4-1, Boston 4-2, New York 4-2, Edmonton 4-3, the date of the win. And then I believe the last touch on it was the rat.
Perfect.
They put the
Hey. That is
this is a
perfect championship ring.
Perfect.
554 diamonds.
Wow.
The one round ruby. That's the Broward County thing, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Wow. So good. Damn, this is so nice.
That is by far a perfect.
That's cool.
Way it could have been made differently is if the top of the ring was the shape of a rink.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well,
listen,
but I'm not listen. I'm telling you, we see them every year, right? We see them for every championship. Everybody shows these big, gaudy rings. That ring is perfect. We've seen them all, right?
Breaking news here, Leroy.
What's up?
The chat. Shout out to everybody on there. The New York Jets have fired Robert Saleh.
Really?
Fired him.
Who did they hire? Aaron Rodgers?
I don't.
Oof. Because, wait a minute. from the summer, right? When Solid threw him under the bus, right?
Oh, yeah.
We said, this isn't going to end well. They're going to keep Aaron Rodgers. They're going to, and here's who's going to be the interim coach. You don't even have to tell me. Aaron Rodgers' coach.
Nat Hackett?
Yeah.
Nat Hackett.
How is that possible?
Because
how after a game he just had?
Let me tell you why. Because the Jets and the fans, they thought we are Super Bowl contenders with Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So every move that is made until Aaron Rodgers can no longer play football is going to appease Aaron Rodgers. Otherwise, you look like you made the mistake.
But is the identity of that team not the defense? I get you.
They haven't been good.
The man definitely had the audacity to quibble with Mr. Ayahuasca. Okay. Should he have added more drama? Fine. But they can't score.
So, again, it's very easy. It's very easy. And keep in mind, those two's interactions haven't been pleasant.
Frosty.
Even from the outside. But his relationship with Hackett, if you're an owner, you're thinking, if I just make Hackett the head coach, then Aaron Rodgers would be happy. Maybe we can get some more production out of the offense. They're wrong, but that's the thought process.
Last week, Sam Darnold threw for 179 yards and they rushed for 82. Aaron Rodgers, 3 picks. All right. Well, Jets, dude. Wow.
Oof.
Oof.
That's something right there. Oof. We'll take a quick break. Lots to get to here. It is an opening night, should mention, before we hit the break here. Panthers opening night against the Bruins. You guys can listen to that game tonight on 104.3. The Shark Heat, they start their preseason tonight. Coverage on 560 begins at 5:45. Tip is at 7 against the Hornets. So 104.3 FM, The Shark, if you guys want to listen to Cats opening night. Heat, they are on 560 WQAM. That is your programming lineup for tonight. And the Chiefs beat the Saints last night, 26-13. 5-0. Bastards. Take a break. Back after this.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560.
Didn't we all assume he was going to be the first one?
Yeah, I think so. Him or McCarthy, I would say.
I think it's a little early.
I mean, the AFC East is still relatively close.
That's why they figured they change.
Do it now.
Because they're still in it.
Yeah.
They have announced that defense coordinator Jeff Ulbrich is the interim head coach.
Ah, yes, Jeff Ulbrich.
Too obvious if you go Nat Hackett.
How could we forget old Jeff Ulbrich?
Well,
Holbrook.
I mean, all right. Well, I mean, his defense ain't been doing all that great anyway.
I'm better than the offense has.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here. This is offenses all over the league. There's a lot of offenses struggling this year.
Not as it was early on, though, dude. Like, we're starting to see guys get
turned
like,
around.
It's getting turned around. Listen, Andrew Van Ginkel, that guy is a master at finding the football, NFTF all the way. And Brian Flores' Minnesota Vikings defense has been fantastic. But yeah, the Jets have been no great shakes. Like, who's their best performance again? The Patriots. We just saw what that crew has for you.
Right.
So I don't know, man. Yeah, it's very clearly, Pat, you know, Aaron Rodgers and that frosty relationship. Like, we knew it was going to come to a head. There's something about that London trip, too. Like, that seems to get people fired on the way back. I don't know if it's the bangers and mash. I don't know if it's the 7 hours on the plane. I don't even know how long it takes to get from London to New York. But too long, apparently, for Woody Johnson to be sitting there stewing.
Right.
It's that fish and chips.
It's gross, dude.
It's just fish sticks.
Nah.
And fries.
Warm beer.
And I know you don't like any seafood, but like that's the least seafood there is seafood.
That's true. That's true.
It's basically a chicken tender.
Yeah, it's that aftertaste.
Not a what?
What? It's an aftertaste, dude. There's an aftertaste. What? Oh, it's just like fish. Just like,
what kind of fish? No, that's from being in the water too long, your tongue.
I got big taste buds. What do you want to do? Does this mean Devontae Adams is going to the Jets? I'm like looking at, I'm trying to like refresh because I know he was
in an interview. I don't know. Like, it's possible. Yeah, that, I mean, maybe that's the thing. I know that there was like some Ravens buzz about him because he tweeted out a picture of Edgar Allan Poe over the weekend.
Yes.
And so it was like, Devontae Adams, Ravens. But
wow.
He was supposed to, I think, have an appearance today on Up and Adams, and that got canceled because apparently things are happening with him. So it's possible. It's possible. I mean, like, today's Tuesday, so it's the day off, right, Leroy, for most people? So
yeah, maybe they get some. Tuesday's official day off unless you play on Thursday and sometimes even Saturday if you played, you know, an early game.
Supposedly, though, the Raiders are not moving off. Like, you have to take all of Devontae Adams' salary, and that's, like, deterring a lot of people off the trade. They want a second-round pick and for people to pick up the bill. So, and everybody kind of knows that they're in this desperate situation or this very tense situation. Like, no one's budging on it.
Think about this, though. Okay? You bring a guy in. And one of your selling points is playing with Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Then you get rid of Derek Carr. So how could you not think that this may or may not be a problem in the future?
Also, they threw a 100-yard pick six last week.
He'd still be not running good. If there was more field.
Schmidt that says, surprise old star bleeper Tobes hasn't made whale noises for Devontae yet. Waddle for Devontae?
Wow.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you.
But why are they listening? Are they listening to that? By any chance?
Maybe. I don't know.
You know, I love Jalen Waddle. Yeah.
Reunite with Christian Wilkins.
Oh, yeah. That's what he's looking to do.
That's the selling point. Well, Christian Wilkins did invent the waddle. That was his baby.
Okay. Yeah.
He was the one who kept pushing him to do it.
You ain't going to have to worry about doing that while if you go to the Raiders.
Well, he hasn't worried about it this year either.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What?
Wow.
I love Jalen Waddle. Oh, why do you guys keep making me do this?
What made you do
this?
You guys are rat bastards.
You are. You try to hide behind.
You want
to
know really something?
Love him?
No. This, you guys are like, so we're having a powwow with our boy, who's lady's a real slut, and I'm the one who has to keep dropping the truth bombs. And you guys are like, but we understand if you still love her. I'm like, no, only one person has to say the truth. All right.
Wow.
And I'm not saying that Jalen Waddle.
Call Jalen Waddle a slut.
Here's the deal. You're putting it on Waddle to not have scored a touchdown.
Right.
The whole offense is what three touchdowns all year?
I just don't want him having less touchdowns.
But why are you pointing one guy out?
I'm not pointing one guy out.
You are. You employ
hose down everybody. I've hosed down everybody.
You hose down everybody, but Waddle's name always gets mentioned.
No. Oh, first of all, Don't say always. I won't let you say.
How about making a tough catch?
I won't let you say always because I first brought it up yesterday and you would have thought that I said the Pope is a criminal. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had the audacity to ask it. No. I regret it immediately.
My question to you is,
Tyreek got the business from me last week.
Wait, how can you put the offensive woes on the third person that's affected by the catch?
I'm not talking about
the protection, the throw, then the catch. And you complain about the catch.
By the way, I'm glad you mentioned protection. I saw those PFF grades for Eichenberg.
I'm just saying.
Still not good, huh?
Like, yeah, so okay. Hey, if we had more time to throw. I can understand all that.
Right.
But you to go to the last
Yeah. All, you know what, dude? I don't like what this show has become, which is you can't even have a conversation anymore, or you're a hater. I just asked a simple question. That's all I did.
No.
That's all I did.
Stop it.
That's all I did.
Stop it, you bum. Because I'm going to tell you what. For the whole first all off season, okay, and all training camp in the first 2 weeks of the season, all I heard was you're an Aaron Rodgers hater.
Yeah.
And right. I was spitting facts.
I mean, you do hate Aaron Rodgers, so you do.
No, you can't do that. You're gonna sit here and say, you guys are calling me a hater.
But you repeated and doubled down. Okay, respect. But you were asking. Hold on.
Was that wrong?
Hold on. I'll let you. But your Aaron Rodgers just started with a question. Because you always ask, can I ask this question? Can I ask this? Right. And you always say, hey, do we just think a 40-year-old off Achilles is going to be like that? So all I'm asking, is, can you
just catch? Wait. But your question has a different tone. Can you say,
Here
you go. This is just a question. Has anybody ever seen Waddle make a tough catch? That's so. Do not lump us together. No way. That is not.
It's
even
not fair. Okay. This is not fair.
And your analogy was rude too.
That's not. Yes. You, that's not. The
you
same
called
thing.
Him a slut, dude.
I didn't call him a slut. No, I just put a hypothetical woman girlfriend a slut, and you guys are too coward to tell your friend the facts.
No, it's not the same. It's as if. Our hypothetical woman has been great to him. She just hasn't necessarily been making lunch for him. And the guy, and you're just like, leave her, dude. Time to get another one.
Right. No.
Because she doesn't make lunch anymore.
No. Listen, there's so many times you try to say samesies. This is not.
This is
ridiculous.
You're
on the island. You are by yourself with your, come on.
What?
Like you've been ripping Waddle.
I haven't been ripping him. I asked one question one time. If anything, Tyreek got the business from me more last week.
Let me try. Hey, has anybody ever seen Eichenberg make a block?
Never, dude.
That's what you did.
Woo!
So wait. Look, he played the sounder. So how did that come across?
Factual.
The answer is no.
But no, why you did that with Waddle yesterday? We're like, wow.
I just asked a question. That's all. Nah, but can't have questions anymore.
You ask a question in a form
you guys
of
hold on
a statement or an evaluation of a player.
No, I am just asking a question. You know what Tobes Tough Love looks like, all right? I could give Jalen Waddle the business. Like, trust me, if I wanted to do it, I could. He goes, I would have been like, Jalen Waddle going out there, fat pockets, no catches.
What?
Yeah, but you're saying that about a team that only had 15 receptions.
Jalen Waddle, haven't seen your touchdown dance since before last Christmas.
Do you understand? He's the third part of that reception.
Third schmurd, dude.
He can't throw it to himself.
Fifth highest paid receiver in the league?
He can't throw it to himself, and he can't give himself time to be thrown it to get open.
Jalen Waddle, product of Tua Tagovailoa, system receiver. That if I wanted to do it, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that.
My friend, you've already done it.
No, I'm just saying that was just an example. I don't really think that.
Really?
I don't think that Jalen Waddle's a fat cat bum. I would never say.
Here's the deal. Okay? I love the way people call individuals out.
Right.
Without fully understanding, like, where they are in the chain of eating. Right? So, in order for a receiver to catch the ball, he has to have an accurate pass and the quarterback has to have protection. Mm-hmm. Also, I could understand if you said, hey, the Dolphins have scored 20, 25, 20,
understood.
24, 30 points all week, and Waddle has been nowhere to be found.
Right.
I can understand that. That means there's opportunities.
Right. Which
but
is
when
why.
You scored 3 points last week and 15 points this week, I'm going to be hard pressed to point out a wide receiver.
Yeah, I understand.
You also ran for 180 yards.
Which is why I'm not saying Jalen Waddle's on an 8-month touchdown fast. That's why I'm not saying that.
You did. You said you did.
I'm not saying that. Wait.
Marcos, here's how the clown works.
Yep.
He's not going to say Jalen Waddle hasn't had a touchdown in 8 months. He's going to say, I haven't seen the Waddle dance since before Christmas.
Right.
Which is the same damn thing.
If I wanted to be mean and say Jalen Waddle's a bum, get him off the team already and trade him for Davante Adams, I would say that. But I'm not saying that.
Can I ask you a question, though? You think Davante Adams would fare better with only scoring 15 and 3 points the last 2 weeks?
Size, dude. Red zone that, target.
It doesn't matter.
Red zone target,
If you don't have time to throw the ball, where the hell? Red zone? How about we get in the red zone? What are you talking about? We got to kick 67-yard field goals because we can't get in the red zone.
Dude, I'm just
ridiculous.
I just want to be clear here. He is my third favorite Dolphin, okay? He's my third favorite Dolphin, all right? Zach Sealer, Calais Campbell, Jalen Waddle. That's the rankings. I love Jalen Waddle, okay?
Let me tell you why. You want me to tell you why they're your favorite?
Why?
Because Calais Campbell talks like a monster.
And he's a Cane.
Sealer it on up.
You know it.
Right? And the Waddle dance. It ain't got nothing to do with how they play.
Different strokes, dude. What do you like players for your reasons? I like players for my reasons.
My goodness. Like, you have taken sport. Like, you sound like right now? Tommy. You know what? I like that Waddle dance. That's my favorite player. No wonder he tries to put you in the chokehold all the time.
Yep.
Like, he's learning from you.
Never thought about it like that. Kai Finn says, Tobin, no penguin slander will be tolerated.
I wasn't slandering.
What do you call that?
Questions.
You. That's like me going, hey, frog boy, you ever seen Tobin with facial hair?
No, maybe we should trade him for Santa Claus.
That's a point. Take a break. Back after this.
This is how we do it.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I want to let you guys know Whiskey Stars and Cigars was scheduled for tomorrow night. It has been postponed, obviously, with the weather.
This is more of a threat than the last one.
Give you, at least, you know, we're talking maybe tropical storm winds that are going to hit, lots of rain. You know, we're not going to get the brunt of it, but it ain't going to be great. So everybody be safe.
We aren't down here.
Mm-hmm.
You damn to live in the eye, dude.
I just read a report. Like, we're maybe gonna get some tropical storm winds up here.
If you need some help, people are paying, give me a call because I'm telling you, you up there.
Act like I'm in Georgia.
No.
Hey man, I know all the way up in Orlando you're gonna have a problem, Tobin. So if you need anything, you know you can call us.
This is what I get.
I could just picture me having somebody go down there to get her the chopper. Just like giving this
act like I'm Jim Cantore. I'm standing by like the giant storm surge.
Let me tell you something. When Jim Cantore hits your beaches, all bets are off.
Schmeathan says Tobin and his Yeehaw Junction brethren are in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeehaw Junctions when you know you're getting close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God.
I mean, it only takes you, what, an hour and a half to get to Orlando, to get to Disney?
A couple hours. Not long.
Yeah.
Not long. I did try and do that one time where I went to the UFC in Orlando and drove home, and that was really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, this is too late.
Wait. Shouldn't have been done. You're talking about like midnight? Like 1 a.m. you're driving?
I drove after, it was Wonder Boy versus Kevin Holland. Oh. They were in Orlando. And which, by the way, UFC, like, how are you going to sit me ringside for an Orlando fight, but you sit me up in the damn Batcave in the arena in our hometown? Very, very disrespectful.
That's why they haven't been back to Orlando.
Yeah. I think
they ringside.
I think they were planning on going to Tampa. We'll see how that goes.
I got to tell you, you ever tried to make a daily trip with Disney?
Like go and come back?
Yeah.
Never for Disney.
For Universal. We left early in the morning, spent the day, and left at like 6-7. But we got there opening. And I got to tell you, I was exhausted.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They do that for... you know, like the end of the year grad bash, or like
when the high schoolers go up
exactly.
There.
But they have they have a bus driver that goes 3 hours, rests for a little bit, and comes back. Walking through the park with your kids and then driving home, that's crazy. Oh yeah, that's crazy.
It was brutal.
Also, especially when I know you didn't use the bathroom.
I have the two scariest kids in the world.
Oh, why they didn't ride no roller coasters?
No, they don't like no rides. Right. Like, Fonz.
Why'd you even go?
Fonz would talk trash every time we were on our way. Even we go with cousins. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know why y'all talking. Fonz ain't going to get no ride. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm getting all the rides. I'm doing this and I'm that. Okay. And the first ride my cousins went on was the Rip Rockin' Rocket.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a rain delay. So we sitting, that grass where they have, like, the stage right next to it.
Yep.
So when they start warming it up again, and it just... And I'm looking over at Fonz. It ain't happening, boss.
He made a good call, though. He made a good call. That roller coaster needs to be investigated for CTE.
Well, I'm not getting on no roller coaster that it goes outside the park. So when you come into Universal, the Rip Rocket Rocket is screaming around. Nope, I ain't doing that one. Now, I will tell you one that I enjoy. The Hulk.
Oh, the Hulk. Oh,
I love the Hulk. I love the Hulk. Yeah, and, love but, the Hulk, dude. It is my, like, years ago, it was kind of like one of the first propulsion rides, right? Instead of, like, going up in a roller coaster and then going down, right? The first time I rode it, it said, in 5, 4, 3. And when it got to, like, the end of 3 and you took off, you was like, ah!
Yeah. Fun.
Dude, so.
It was fun.
I know I told this story before, but it's hilarious. Nah, so,
we got a little Kane on Kane crime.
What?
What happened? Who talking about who?
So, former Kane's tackle, Orlando Franklin, played with the Kane 07 to 11, played about 6-7 years in the league. Mm. Now, broadcaster, one of those offensive linemen, lost a ton of weight. I believe he's Sedano's broadcast partner now. So, he called out. I can't believe he did this. Big mistake. Mm. He called out Cam Ward after the victory.
What?
Because Cam Ward was going. Cam Ward was on. Was on SportsCenter right after the win. Now it's 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
mind you.
And he was cussing up a storm.
He cussed up a storm a little bit, like right as they got on mic, because guys were jumping around him. Like, it's not like he went up there, answered the question, and was like dropping. The N-word and the S-word.
Like, celebrating.
They jumped toward, like, they gave him the headset. Somebody went crazy, and he's like,
I mean, you don't know he's live yet.
He was talking to his teammates.
I don't know if he knew he was live. I don't know if he knew he was live or recording, whatever. But this was what Orlando Franklin said, now broadcasting. This is very strong. They should never allow Cam Ward to speak publicly for the rest of the season. The S-word and the N-word being dropped on SportsCenter, WTF, young man, you're trying to get drafted and you're a role model. You have to be better than this. A bad look for my alma mater. And he tags Kane's football.
Okay. Now, first of all, I will fight every person who thinks this. Cam Ward is 21, 22?
22, I think.
22. He ain't nobody's role model. If you want to play football like Cam Ward, fine. But it ain't his job to make sure every kid in the world is, the way they are. So stop that with that. Stop with that. The other thing is this. It's more ESPN's fault than his.
Of course.
If you stick a mic in somebody's hand after that win, then there's going to be conversations that were not meant for TV. Nobody told him he was live. Usually they say, we're live or we're this. They usually, but when they don't, they'll give you the headset and then you go. You're not live as soon as you get the headset.
Right.
So the fact that another player would call the player out and not the organization that threw the mic on him right after the game, after that thrill, you know, that game, and think that you might hear something you shouldn't be hearing, like, come on, man. Like, that's crazy. Now, crazy. Look, I'm going to tell you like this. I have a rule. And I grew up in the real South, not this BS South down here. I grew up in Louisiana, where the N-word was nothing nice, okay? It was demeaning and demoralizing. It was meant that way, and so that's the way I took it. I don't use it, and nobody's ever heard me use it. You know why? Because I don't want nobody around me feeling comfortable using it. So I tell other Black men and women, don't be offended if people out there hear you using the word. If you don't want people to use it and you find it offensive, you don't use it.
It's just a very strong call out to never allow to speak publicly for the rest of the season.
Okay. And like, here's the thing. The only difference between when he played and when Cam played right now is nobody gave a damn what he had to say after a game.
No, I haven't seen many tackles.
But I'm just saying.
Of course.
I'm just saying. So now all of a sudden you're going to act like, oh, I did it all the time? There's a lot of situations where you haven't been in. And you've been in those moments where you're celebrating a victory or something like that. And if somebody had a boom mic, they might hear something they don't want to hear. They might hear you talking trash about another player. Right.
Yeah. And it's, again, like this goes to, all right, fine. I can maybe get this if he was answering the question.
Right. He wasn't even on.
They were just getting the headset on. He was emotional. They just had this crazy ass comeback. And it's 2 a.m, dude, on a station that employs Pat McAfee. I think heavens to Betsy, they'll be all right.
Right. But I just think, listen, if you have a problem with it, right, you could very easily get in contact with Cam Ward.
This is what Duke Johnson said to him.
You could get over to Cam Ward and say, listen, brother, you got everything going on for you, right? Don't have them catch you in bad spots. Don't have them catch you on the mic saying things that you might have to deal with at a future date. Just be careful. That's it.
That's what Duke Johnson said. Duke Johnson replied to this on Twitter because a lot of Canes are hosing him on Twitter. With love, bro, this isn't it. We as former Canes need to just go down and talk to these kids or call them if we feel like we can help them.
Right. Don't see, because here's the thing. When a person does that, he's standing on his podium like he's always been, you know, that way. See, one of the things that people don't realize, like, take, for example, Deion Sanders. Never curses.
He does not.
You don't have to worry about it. He never did. Even when he played. Been in fistfights. Never curse. You see what I'm saying? I have friends that way. Keith Byers. Doesn't swear. For whatever reason. That's cool. But he ain't out there calling everybody out. Now, I don't know enough about what's his name?
Orlando Franklin,
to know what he was doing when he was in Miami, to know how he was. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And also,
you
know, like,
all of a sudden act like because you have a job that all the things that you did when you were a kid, you should be more understanding about playing at the U and going through them, playing in big games and stuff like this.
Especially if you're a broadcaster now, which right. I, you know, like it's you're he yeah, doesn't
you know
he's not a broadcaster.
You know for a fact. That's one of my biggest pet peeves is when athletes act like they never played.
Mm.
Like they ain't never been in that situation. like they don't, you know. I mean, he could have said, I appreciate the excitement. I would tone it down on the language a little bit, or I would give him time before we put him on mic. He could have said that.
That definitely is. Well, that's definitely what it should have been. Like,
right.
They rolled credits, went to SportsCenter. Here, they literally handed him the headset.
Right.
You know?
So then if Cam Ward was aware of the situation and he would have said, no, I'm not going on camera, then what? Then we would have blasted him for that?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Of course.
Like, how? Don't put people in situations where they can't win and they didn't do anything. And that's the way, like, based on what was just said about him and based on the alternatives, that man just played a hell of a football game and he in a no-win situation. He can't celebrate because, nope, God forbid, you celebrate too much. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I just think you can do certain things to show you're truly concerned about the situation and trying to help somebody out. Or you could do things to stand on your soapbox and make it sound like I would have never.
Yeah, I mean, and definitely ways that you could say.
Sure.
Never talk to the media. You shouldn't be allowed to talk to the media, and bad look for my alma mater. Let me just say, no, it wasn't.
No.
No, it wasn't. What a bad look for your alma mater would have been to lose to Cal.
Right.
That would have been a bad look for your alma mater.
Right.
Instead, so, he has one of the best comebacks in school history. Right. Not a great that's a great look for your alma mater.
I think we get so caught up in having hot takes. And it's not necessary.
Yeah.
It's not necessary every time. You don't have to be the guy with the sly remark and the hot take. You are there to try to help people understand football.
Yeah, I expect that from like Danny Cannell. No offense, Danny.
I don't think Danny would have did that.
I expect a Seminole or like Tim Tebow to come out and say that. I don't expect a Kane to say that.
I expect somebody like Stephen A. or somebody like Skip Bayless or somebody like what's his name on Fox, like those guys. But another player, I think even if they had a problem with it, the way they would have handled it would have been far different than the way Orlando handled it.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Heavens to Betsy.